Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nazir Daf Mem Hei. We're beginning at the Mishnah about 10-15 lines down on Mem Hei Amud Aleph. We're learning today Le'ila Nishmas Harry Beer. That's Michael Beer's grandfather, Tzvi Mendel Ben Pinchas. All the Nishans we learned for should have an Aliyah from our learning. Okay, we begin the Mishnah Mem Hei Amud Aleph, telling us additional details, some of which we've already discussed in our Masechta, and we'll now solidify some of these details. So, Tiglachas Hatara Ketzad. When you do the Taglachas at the conclusion of your Naziris, so what exactly is involved in that? We discussed many times that at the conclusion of a Naziris, whether it was a Stam Naziris of 30 days or a specified amount for X number of days, more than 30 days, so that at the conclusion, a person has to go and bring three Korbanos, Hayomevi, Gimel Behemos. The three animals that he brings are a Chatos, an Ola, and a Shlomim. These are three animal offerings, as opposed to when he does the Taglachas Tuma, as we had pointed out, you bring two bird offerings, the Ola and the Chatos, and then you bring an Oshem. Here, there is no Oshem. Here, there are no bird offerings, but at the conclusion of your Naziris period of time, you bring these three animals, Chatos, Ola, and Shlomim, and you do your Taglachas on them. How do you do your Taglachas? When do you take the shaving of the head, v'shochet es ha-shlomim, after you shech the shlomim, the Tanakhama holds umegaleach aleihem, meaning on this korban shlomim, not on all three of the korbanos. Shlomim is plural, so it is referring to all the korbanos shlomim that a nazir would bring, each nazir bringing one, and therefore umegaleach aleihem, and you will go and then do your taglachas after you've brought your korban shlomim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Tanakam's opinion, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Elazar disagrees. Rabbi Elazar Omer, throughout Chas, throughout Torah and Korbanos, when a person has multiple Korbanos to bring, you always bring the Chatas first. So, Lohi Magaleach Ala Chatas. Therefore, as soon as you bring one of the Korbanos, you can do your Taglachas, and since the Chatas is brought first, you do your Taglachas on the Chatas. Shachatas Kodemes B'chol Mokom. We always find that a Chatas is the first Korban that's brought, and therefore, that is done here by the Nazir as well. So, Machlokes Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar, as to which korban is brought first, everybody agrees that you can do the taglachas b'di'evet, as we'll see, the Mishnah then says, v'mgilach alachas mishlosh liyotza. Everybody agrees b'di'evet, as long as you brought one of the korbanos, and you did the zrika. Normally, most poskim say you have to do the zrika. There are some poskim say, once you even shechted the korban, you can do the taglachas, but after you've done the zrika, certainly, everybody agrees on any one of the three korbanos, then you could do the taglachas. And it's just l'chatchila machlokes between Yehuda, who says you do it on the shlomim, and Rabbi Elazar says you do it on the chatas, in terms of l'chatchila, what is preferred. Then the Mishnah continues and says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, hevi gimel behemos velo peresh, if a person brought three animals without specifying which one is going to be for his chatas, which one's going to be for his ola, which one's going to be for his shlomim. So then, even though he didn't specify and designate each one, here is only one possibility for each of the animals that he brought. Haru'uya l'chatas tikrav chatas, l'ola tikrav ola, l'shlomim tikrav shlomim. Each of these animals, as you can see in the bottom toes on this page, really easy to see, haru'uya l'chatas, that's because it's a kisba. It is a female sheep. You only can bring for the chatas a female sheep. And l'ola cabbage. The ola is going to be a male sheep. As the pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Vav, Pasuk Yudala tells us, V'ikrivis korban ol Hashem, the keves ben shnoso tomim echod liola, a keves has to be under 1 year of age, that's the male sheep, that's for the ola, v'kavso achas bashnoso, that's a female sheep that has to be under 1 year of age, that is for l'chatas, and then for the shlomim, it's v'ayil echod tomim l'shlomim, that's an older ram, and that is brought as the shlomim. So, if the person designated these three animals, Rav Shimon Gamliel tells us, there's no other choice. The only one that could be for the chatas, obviously, was for the chatas. The only one that could be for the ola is obviously for the ola. The only one that could be for the shlomim is obviously for the shlomim. So even though you didn't designate them for this particular korban, since there was no other possibility, so therefore, the designation of just separating them for your korbanos nazir is sufficient to make it that this one is the chatas, this one is the shlomim, and this one is the ola. Okay, that's our Mishnah. The Gemara starts off, it says, Tanu Rabban. We're learning the following Braisa. The Pasuk tells us, V'gilach ha-Nazir Pesach Oel Moed V'gomer. It says that the Nazir has to do his taglachas seemingly at the entrance to the Oel Moed. This sounds like you should do the actual taglachas right in front of the Oel Moed, right in front of the Kodesh, in front of the Heichal. However, we'll see that the Braisa says that's not the case. The Braisa then adds, Bishlomim HaKosim Adaber. This pasuk is referring to the Korban Shlomim. And it says about the Korban Shlomim, Shenemar Ushchoto Pesach Oamoid. And it says that the Shlomim should be shechted at the opening of the Oamoid. Now, the Rosh, in the second line from the bottom, Begila HaNozer Pesach Oamoid, he says, Bizman Shu Pasuach. This means when the Oamoid is open during the daytime. The Al-Korachah, Pnei Oamoid Lav Dafka. That it doesn't mean that you should actually do the taglachas right in front of the Ohel Moed. That's pasnish, that's a bizoyon, that's degrading to go and cut your hair right in front of the Ohel Moed, even though you're doing a mitzvah over here. And therefore, the Braisa here darshins, as did Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, that in fact, it's telling us that this is the shlomen that you do your taglachas on. V'gilach ha-nazir, pasach Ohel Moed, it means that the nazir should be megaleach on the carbon that's brought Pesach Ol Moed, and the one that's mentioned that is shechted Pesach Ol Moed, that is referring to the Shlomim, Emma Ushchato Pesach Ol Moed, because by the Shlomim, it specifically mentions that it should be shechted Pesach Ol Moed. Now the Brice itself questions this, and the Brice says, really? You're telling me that this is a reference to the Shlomim, because it says, by the Shlomim, Ushchato Pesach Ol Moed, and therefore when it says, Vigila Chanozer Pesach Ol Moed, it means not that you actually do the taglachas in front of the Omoid, but it's referring to that you do the taglachas after the shlomim is brought, or maybe not. Oh, eino ela pesach Omoid mamish. Maybe it means that you should go and take your haircut right in front of the Omoid. So the Braisa continues and says, impossible. Amris imkein derech bizoyinu. If this were true, then it would be a terrible bizoyim to go and literally do a taglachas right in front of the Ohel Moed, in front of the Heichal, so that can't be. And that's why the Tanakama, which is the opinion of Yehuda, says that this is referring to the taglachas being done in relationship to the Korban Shlomim, but not directly doing the taglachas in front of the Ohel Moed. And the Braisa says, now there are different girsos over here. I will read the girsa that we have right now, but the Vilna Gaon changes it around and actually deletes a huge section of this Gemara. That which you see in the brackets coming up in two lines, so all of that is deleted by both the Vilna Gaon and the Masoras HaShas, so we'll delete it as well because it's just repetitious. So the correct girsa will follow along with the Vilna Gaon, but it is true that this is the opinion of Rav Yoshia. But the Vilna Gaon doesn't have the words Rav Yoshia over here. He doesn't have over here Rav Yoshia Omer. He says this is a continuation. You read this and you see this in Os Aleph in the Hagos Hagra. And he says, Im Kain Derech Bizoyen Hu, which is what we just read. And he deletes the word Rav Yoshia Omer, Eino Tzorich. And we just pick up with the words, Vahari Omra Torah, because the Torah tells us, and then we quote the Pasuk, Lo Sale B'malos Al Mizbechi, that a person shouldn't go and take steps up to the Mizbeach. We have a ramp up to the Mizbeach for tznius purposes, because when you walk up steps, so it's a much steeper climb, and a person was wearing a robe, so underneath the robe you could see into his body. You could see his private parts, and therefore as a result, it's improper to have steps up to the Mizbeach, but we have a ramp, and therefore there is a more tznius aspect over here. So lo sale bimalos al Mizbechi, and therefore that's what the Gros says, is v'chule, and now we pick up again, kal v'chomer l'derech bizoyon, divrei Rav Yoshia. And therefore, this is a kal v'chomer over here, that if you can't even take steps up to the Mizbeach, alach hasav mekama, how embarrassing and what a bizoyon it would be to go do a taglachas in front of the Ohel Moed, and this is divrei Rav Yoshia. Here's where the Gra puts in the words, this is Rav Yoshia's opinion. So this response, that it's a derech bizoyon, is a continuation of Rav Yoshia's statement, and it's all one statement here, proving the Bryce's point that it can't mean to do the taglachas directly in front of the Ohel Moed, but the Tanakama, Rav Yehuda's opinion here, is that the taglachas is connected to the shlomim because of the usage of the words Pesach Ohel Moed by the taglachas and by the Korban shlomim. And then we delete the entire bracketed area, all the way down, we go down 5-6 lines, and we pick up with Rav Yitzchak Omer. All the bracketed lines do over here is essentially repeat what we just said, and it's an unusual formulation. It quotes the Medrash, which you don't find normally. Gemara saying B'Medrash Parshas Noso Daf Reish Ben Beis. So this was clearly inserted by a later point by some editor or Talmud, and is not considered part of the Gemara. It doesn't add anything new. It's just a repetition of what was just said. So we'll pick up now Rav Yitzchak Omer. Eino tzarech. You don't need to go and use the argument that Kavu Chomer we just brought down from Lo Sala B'malos Omiz Bechi, that it's not sneis to walk up the steps, so Alachas Kama V'Kama, how it's improper for a person to go and do the taglachas right in front of the Omoy. So therefore, Rav Yitzchak says, Eino tzarech, you don't need that Kavu Chomer, because Harei Omer, because the Pasuk itself says, and here's the whole Pasuk says, V'yilach HaNozir Pesach Oel Moed, and then it tells us, what does he do? He is cutting es rosh nizro v'lokach, and then he has to go and take this immediately, his taglachas, his hair cuttings, v'lokach es sar rosh nizro, without any interruption, v'nosan alo esh asher tachas zevach hashlomen, and he puts the hair underneath the fire, in the fire that is underneath his cooking of his zevach hashlomen. So the pasuk tells us over here, v'lokach v'nosan, you have the two together. The Bryce is explaining, Rav Yitzchak is telling us that the two have to be immediately one after the other. You take the hair and you put it. In other words, there's no intervening walking with it. There's nothing lacking other than taking it, lakicha, and nesina, and placing it underneath the shlomim. So yotza is that, as opposed to shumachusa lakicha hava. Unisina. This excludes that you're doing the taglacha someplace else, such as in front of the Ohel Moed, and then having to take it, havah, and bring it over to the place where you're cooking the carbon shlomen. So therefore, Rav Yitzchak says, it can't be that the taglacha is in front of the Ohel Moed, because you didn't have an extra step in between the lokach, the norsan, and the havah, the bringing it from in front of the Ohel Moed to where it was cooked. So that can't be. Now, you'll have to go cook the carbon shlomim any place in Yerushalayim. It doesn't have to be cooked in the Azara. So therefore, certainly, if you're going to do the taglachas in front of the Ohel Moed, it's going to be an unnecessary havah, and therefore, the pasuk tells us there should be nothing in between. So you do the taglachas, wherever you're doing it, any place in Yerushalayim, and you go and put it immediately under the besar shlomim that you're cooking. The Gemara says, alternatively, ikud diamre. And again here, the Vilna Gaon says, this is all unnecessary. Te'evos elu mochuk. This is just a repetition over here. But then the Vilna Gaon himself says that while this is almost a direct repetition of what we had previously, he does bring down that umatzina b'kamo makomus b'shas trei lishnei she'ein naf gemina b'neim elu b'loshon. He says that sometimes we do find that it's a slightly different version, and therefore, while he would delete this, it really is saying the same thing, albeit in a slightly different version, and there are times that we have that in Shas. So we'll read this one over here, even though the Vilna Gaon says not to, but it's the same exact thing. So the way this phrases it is, the place where you go and do the taglachas, right there is where you should do the bishul, and you wouldn't do the bishul in front of the Ohel Moed, so therefore you don't do the taglachas right in front of the Ohel Moed. So that's Rav Yitzchak Shita. So we have the Tanakama, which is Rav Yehuda. We have Rav Yitzchak, and now we have a third Shita. Abba Chanan Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Abba Chanan says the name Rabbi Eliezer, that when we have this Pasuk, V'yilach HaNozer Pesach Ohel Moed, it means, Kol Zman She'ein Pesach Ohel Moed Pasuach Ein Megaleach. What it means is, and this is similar to the way that the Tanakama understood it, but here he says it's beferish, that in fact, you're only allowed to go and shech the Korban Shlomim at the time that the Ohel Moed is open for business, so to say. In other words, during the daytime. Now, the only difference between Abba Chanan saying this in the name of Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, is whether this is the Chatos or the Shlomim. The Tanakama, in the Brights of Rabbi Yehuda, would learn it's referring to the Korban Shlomim because the Pesach Ohel Moed was the Lashon that used by the Shlomim. But Abba Chanan, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, doesn't learn that. He holds it's actually the Chatos. So they both agree that it's not done the Taglachas in front of the Ohel Moed, but it has a different derivation. According to the Tanakama, it would mean that it's the Korban Shlomim. According to Abba Chanan, Nishum Rabbi Eliezer, it's just telling us it has to be done during the daytime, but it's talking about the Chatos, and therefore it's not the same derivation. Then we have a fourth Tana, Reb Shimon Shizuri. What does he say? Reb Shimon Shizuri Omer. The Brisa continues. The pasuk v'gilach ha-nazir pesach ol moed. How does he darshan it? He says it means a male nazir v'lo nazira, but not a female nazir. And this is machlokes, which they're not having here in the Gemara, as to whether there is any obligation of taglachas at all on a female nazira. Some say yes, there is, but she does it in private because of tznius reasons, that she shouldn't uncover her hair. And as we'll see in the Gemara, as we turn to Mem Hei Amud Beis, this would be a problem in terms of potentially being a non-sinistic activity in front of the Pirchei Kohuna that would be there. So she has to go do her taglachas in private. Others say, no, the Rav Shimon Shazuri Shita is that there is no mitzvah of taglachas for a woman. Only a male nazir has the mitzvah of taglachas, but a nazira, a female nazir, doesn't have such a mitzvah. And the Gemara continues, we turn to Mem Hei Amud Beis, because Shema Yizgaru Ba Pirchei Kohuna. If we go and uncover her hair, and we cut her hair, so this could be something that would excite the Pirchei Kohuna, and therefore the young Kohanim shouldn't see this. So therefore, Rav Shimon Shazuri says that the taglachas that's done publicly, or even at all possibly, is only for a male nazir, but not for a nazira. The Gemara questions this and says, really? Rav Shimon Shazuri, are you saying that this would never occur because we're concerned about exciting the Pirchei Kohuna? So they question him and say, the Brisa says, Amar lo, they said to Rav Shimon Shazuri, Lidvarech, according to you, how are you going to deal with a sota? Sota tochiach. A sota, it specifically tells us, the Chsiv, it says in regards to the sota, that in public, that mido lifnei Hashem, you go and do this publicly, and later on, in that was Pasuk Tezvav, in Pasuk Yud Ches, it says, V'mid ha-kohen eso ishul lifnei Hashem. I wonder if that's actually the Pasuk that was meant to be quoted over here, because this is the Pasuk that says, U'para es rosh ha-isha. And there you go and uncover her head. In other words, you specifically do this to denigrate her. You do this to publicly embarrass her. So hopefully if she did in fact commit adultery, she'll admit to it and not have to erase the Mayim HaMa'orim, because this is erasing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So if she, of course, is innocent, we want her to go and drink the Mei Sota to prove her innocence and let her go back to her husband. But if she's guilty, we want to go and embarrass her to make her not want to go and drink the waters. So Upara es rosh ha'isha, clearly we do this by a sota. We do other things to her. We undo the top of her shirt somewhat, so she's somewhat exposed as well to go and embarrass her that she won't drink the ma'orim if in fact she is guilty. So it clearly says in Pasuk Yuches, Upara es rosh ha'isha. So how can you, Rav Shimon Shazuri, say that we don't go and do this in the Beis HaMikdash for the Nazira? You see, we do it for the Sota, so why not do it for the Nazira as well? As the Gemara continues and specifically states, V'lo chashina, we're not concerned, Shema Yizgaru Ba Pirchei Kohuna by the Sota, so we shouldn't be concerned about it by the Nazira. So Rav Shimon Shazuri says, no, there's a huge difference between the Sota and the Nazira. Amalhan, he says, the Nazira, she's not being denigrated over here. And she's going to come to the Beis HaMikdash in her finery. Zu kocheles, zu pokeses. She's going to dress up. She's going to put on all sorts of makeup and all sorts of perfumes and look beautiful. So when she undoes her hair to go and shave her, yeah, there's a concern. Shemi yizgaru ba pirchei kohuna. As opposed to the sota, we menavel her. We make her look as not pretty as possible. We want to say to her, you acted in an inappropriate fashion. This is what's going to happen to women that acted in an inappropriate fashion. So Zu ain't a kocheles pokesa. She doesn't look beautiful. She doesn't put on makeup and cosmetics. And therefore, there's no concern by the soto, not enough of a concern that we won't let her do this, that Shema Yizgaru Ba Pirchei Kohuna. So Rav Shimon Shazuri says there's a huge difference between the Nazira, who's dressing up and looks pretty, and the soto, who's the opposite. And therefore, that's the fourth and final interpretation of what the pasuk means when it says "Vigilah Hanazir Pesach Oel Moed." He darshens on the words "Hanazir" below "Nazira," whereas the first three interpretations were more darshening on the words "Pesach Oel Moed." Okay, that's a nice, beautiful sugya. We go on to the next mishnah. The next mishnah tells us, what do you do with the hair? Hayinot tells Sa Rosh Nizro, the nazir would take his hair umeshaleach ta'as dud. The dud here is referring to the pot that you're cooking the besar shlomim in. So you take the hair and you use it basically as firewood. You add it to the fire that's underneath the dud, underneath the basar shlomim that you're cooking. Nu, v'imkilach b'medina, you're allowed to go and do the taglachas technically any place. So if you do it even outside your shalim, you're only allowed to cook the shlomim. Shlomim can't go outside your shalim. So you must cook the shlomim someplace within your shalim. So if you did the taglachas outside of Yerushalayim, lo yemishaleach tachas adud. The Tanakhama holds that we wouldn't send the hair, let's say you cut your hair in Tel Aviv, so you don't bring your hair to Yerushalayim where you're going and cooking your basar shlomim. The Mishnah continues and says, under what circumstances are we talking about? Ba medvar mamurim, that all these dinim that we discussed right now in this Mishnah and in the previous Mishnah, that's talking about betaglachas hatara. That's talking about when you're doing the taglachas at the conclusion of your naziris, whether it's a 30-day stam naziris or whether it's a longer period of time when you conclude your naziris. So then the taglachas hatara, that's what we're referring to, that you do the taglachas either in association with the shlamim or the chatas, and you put that hair underneath the dud. That's only referring to the taglachas tara. However, avo b'taglachas hatuma, but the nazir who becomes tameh and has to purify himself for the 7 days, hazor, shlishi, and shvi, mikvah, and then has to bring the shnei torim o b'nei yonah, the 2 bird offerings, one ola, one achatas, and his carbon asham, that taglachas is done then, that you didn't go and put the hair from that taglachas underneath the pot that you're cooking your carbon. That's the Tanakama's opinion. Rameyer disagrees. Rameyer Omer, Hakol Mishalchin Tachas Adud. He says, under all circumstances, the Nazir's taglachas, whether it's Tahara or Tumah, you do put the hair underneath the pot that you're cooking the carbonos. One exception. Chutz min HaTomei Shebe Medina Bovad. With the exception of a Nazir who does his taglachas Tumah, and he didn't do the taglachas in Yerushalayim, he did the taglachas outside Yerushalayim, only in that circumstance do you not put the hair from the taglachas underneath the dud. Now, Mar starts off and says, quoting on Mishnah, Notel Sarosh Nizro, he quotes on Mishnah, and it tells us, the Bach actually changes it to be the actual Lashon of a Mishnah, Notel Sarosh Nizro, Mishaleach Tachas Adud. So the Gemara tells us, Tanur Rabban, we have the following Brisa that tells us a little bit more details. V'achakach Notel Esarotev, after you have gone and dug the taglachas, which means that you've already brought the korban, according to most, you've done the zrika, and now you're starting the cooking. So what do? You take some of the rotav, v'achakach notel es rotav, you take some of the juices of the carbon that you're cooking, the nosein al sa'ar rosh nizro, and you put some of that juice, some of the gravy, on the hair that you cut off, and then you put that combination of the hair and the gravy, mishaleach tachas adud shel shlamim, and you put that underneath the shlamim that you're cooking. This is, of course, referring to the taglachas tara that has a carbon shlamim brought with it. But the brisa then continues, if imshilach tachas adud, if you were to go take the hair and put it underneath the cooking of the shalchatos of the asham, of either the carbon chatos or the carbon asham, yatsa, you would also have fulfilled your obligation of taking the hair from the taglachas and putting it underneath the carbon that you're cooking. Now, I'm going to ask the obvious question. There is no asham by taglachas tahara. There's the ola, the chatos, and the shlamim. So the ola is totally burned up on the mizbeach, so it's kolil toktar, so there is no cooking of the ola. The entire ola is placed on the mizbeach with the exception of the hide, which is given to the kohanim. So the only 2 korbanos by the taglachas tahara could be the shlamim and the chatos. But there is no asham. The asham is only brought by the taglachas tuma. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about, that you put the hair underneath either the chatas or the asham, and you'd be yotze? There is no asham. Asham bin azatar miyika. There is no carbon asher. So Amar Rava. So Rava says, yeah, hachi kamar. This opinion holds that if it was a nazir tamei, the im nazir tamei, so then even the nazir tamei, mishaleach tachas adud, shall asham yotze, and you put it underneath the asham that you're cooking, that was able to be eaten by the pirchei kuhuna, it was cooked. So, in that situation, you would also be yotze the mitzvah of putting the taglachas underneath the carbon that you're cooking. The word says, how do we know all of this? Where do we see that you're supposed to take some of the gravy, some of the juices from the carbon shlamim, and place it on the hair, and then put that underneath the dud? Minhag mili. So, Amar Rava. Rava says, based upon the following pasuk. The pasuk tells us, Amar Kra, you should go. And we had this pasuk previously. The full pasuk is V'yilach HaNazir Pesach HaMoed Es Rosh Nizro. And then it says V'lokach Esar Rosh Nizro V'nosan Aloesh Asher Tachas Zevach HaShlomim. So these words, Asher Tachas Zevach HaShlomim Mizivcho Yehei Tachtov. That in addition to having the hair under there, it has to have some of the Zevach itself underneath the Shlomim that you're cooking. And this is a reference to the gravy. That's what Rava says, how he dives in the pasuk. Furthermore, v'imshilach tachas adud shel chatos yotza, we had said that if you put it underneath the chatos, okay, you would also be fulfilling your obligation to do the taglachas, to put it underneath the carbon. My timer, why is that? Because look at the words of the pasuk. On my quote, the pasuk says, asher tachas zevach hashlomim. It uses lashon of zevach, which implies not only the shlomim, because it could have just said Hashlamim. It says Zevach Hashlamim. That's to be Marbel Rabos as a Chatos Yoshim. If it was either the Chatos or the Yoshim, it would also be good. The Chatos, of course, from the Teglachas Tara, and the Yoshim from the Teglachas Tuma, you would be fulfilling the obligation to put the hair underneath the carbon. More questions. This and says Vo'afikte Lahai Zevach Meirote. But wait a second. We just learned out you have to put some of the gravy there. So Rava had said that the lashon of tachas zevach hashlamim meant some of the gravy. So how can you use it to teach us that zevach means all the karbonos, not just the carbon shlamim? So Gemara says, no. If it had said im kain lemakrot me rotev hashlamim, it would have said rotev hashlamim. It said zevach hashlamim to teach us both of these dinim. My zevach shmamino l'rabos chatos yosham, as well as the din of putting the gravy on it. Where it says, so maybe it means just zevach. Maybe it means just the chatos and the asham, and it doesn't mean anything about the rotav. So vei makul the chatos the asham hu the asa, and not at all for the rotav, like the first drasha that Rava had said. So I said, no. If it had wanted the teachers just the chatos and asham, im kein lema shlamim v'zevach, then it should have just said either put it underneath the shlamim or put it underneath the other zvachim, such as the chatos or the asham. From the fact that it says my zevach hashlamim, so therefore that teaches us to learn out both of these dinim. Shvami notarti, that we learn out the din of the rotev is mixed with the hair that's placed underneath the karban, and while ideally it would be the shlamim, but if you did it under the chatos or the asham, that would be acceptable as well. Now we have another brisa. Tana Rabbanon, we learn the following brisa. Hakol hayu mishalchin tachas adod. Under all circumstances, the brisa tells us that you go and take the taglachas and you put it underneath the carbon when you're cooking it. One exception to that rule, chutz mitame shigilach b'medina. The one exception is if a person was tame and he's doing his taglachas tuma, but he had done his taglachas outside of Yerushalayim, so then in that situation, you don't bring the hair from Tel Aviv, let's say, and bring it up to Yerushalayim. In that situation, Mimnei Shisaro Nikbar. You just go and bury the hair where it is, and you don't have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that Taglachas Tahara or Taglachas Tumah, you take the hair and you put it underneath the dud, you put it underneath the pot of the carbon that you're cooking, with the one exception, if you were Tameh and you did your Taglachas outside of Yerushalayim, then you don't have to. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Only Tahorim, Kan V'Kanu Yimashachet, the Tahorim, whether you did the taglachas in Yerushalayim or whether you did the taglachas in Tel Aviv or any place else outside Yerushalayim, that Nazir Torah would take his hair and bring it up to Yerushalayim, if he wasn't in Yerushalayim already, and put it underneath the dud, underneath the pot of the basur shlamim that he was cooking. However, Tumeim, if it was a Nazir Tomei, so under no circumstances did they take the hair and put it underneath the pot, both Kan V'Kan, both in Yerushalayim and certainly outside of Yerushalayim, Lo Yimashachem, they wouldn't go and bring that hair in. So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Meir in regards to the Nazir Tomei in Yerushalayim. He agrees that the Nazir Tahar, wherever you cut it, he agrees with Rabbi Meir that that is brought to Yerushalayim. If it wasn't cut in Yerushalayim, certainly if it's cut in Yerushalayim, you go put it underneath the pot, everybody agrees to that. But even if the Nazir Tahar cut his hair outside Yerushalayim, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda have the same opinion that it's brought to Yerushalayim, and they only disagree on the Nazir Tomei who cuts his hair in Yerushalayim. There, Rabbi Meir says, you put it underneath the dud, and Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't. And then we have the third opinion, the Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, no. Hakol lo yimashachet. This is the most machmir, so to say, opinion in terms of not putting the hair underneath the dud, that under all circumstances, you don't put it under the hood, with one exception. Hakol lo yimashachet tachas adud. All the Nazirim would not bring the hair underneath the dud, with the one exception of chutz min hatar shel mikdash. If you cut your hair in the Beis HaMikdash area, so then you did put your hair underneath the dud, because of the pasuk that we said before, the Nosan, the law kach v'nosan, there has to be no interruption in between. And therefore, mibnei shenasa kimitzvaso, only the one who does it right, he gets the, so to say, the zchus of putting the hair underneath the pot to cook the basur shlamim. But for everybody else, including even a tar who did it outside the mikdash area, certainly anybody who's tameh, we don't allow them to go and put the hair underneath the pot. Mibnei shenasa kimitzvaso, only the one who did it, the mitzvah properly, the one who did the taglachas in the mikdash area, who was tar, so he gets to put the hair underneath the pot of the shlamim that he's cooking. Okay, we go to the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah tells us, When the person would cook his carbon shlamim, it uses the lashon mevashel here in a generic sense because this includes, the Mishnah tells us, oh shulkan, if you overcooked it. So mevashel means cooking it regularly. Shulkan means like you stew it and you cook it for a longer period of time. It uses the lashon mevashel because it's referred to, when you give to the kohen, the zroa bishela. So it uses this term mevashel, but it's lav dafka that has to be cooked just regular, even if you stew it. If you overcook it, that also is allowed for the carbon shlamim. So hayim mevashel is a shlamim, oh shulkan. So you have to give the Kohen his matanos. So shlomim is always eaten by the balim, some to the Kohen, and some put on the mizbeach. The emurim are put on the mizbeach. So that's why one of the reasons it's called the shlomim. It makes peace. Everybody's happy. Some of it goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal, he's happy. Some of it goes to the Kohen, they're happy. And some of it goes to the balim, they're happy. So hayim avashel is a shlomim or shulkan. You have to go and give the zroa bishela. HaKohen noteles a zroa bishela min ha'ayil. This is the ayil, the shlomim. And you have to give the zroa bishela, the foreleg of this shlamim, to the Kohen. And in addition, we had mentioned already previously that the ayil shlamim of the Nazir has 20 breads with it, two types, chalos and rikikin, that are each 10 breads. So there are 20 breads bought. The balim get to eat 18 of them, but they have to give one of the chalos and one of the rikikin to the Kohen. So the chalo matzah achas min asal, you have to take one of the 10 chalos matzos that you're taking out from the basket, and you likewise take one rikik matzo achas, you take one of the rikikin that you're bringing, the 10, and you have to give one of each of them, so two of the 20, v'nosin al kape hanazir umenifan. You give it to the Kohen, who then places it on the hands of the Nazir, and he does the waving of these two matzos, one of them the chalos and one of them the rikikin, and v'achakach hutor hanazir lishtos yayin. And this concludes the Nazirus, allowing now the Nazir to go and drink wine and to be metame to mesim. Tomorrow we'll have a whole discussion. Does this mean at the conclusion of all of the activities, or does it mean just at the conclusion of this activity? So ideally, obviously, the Nazir has to bring his three karbanos. So when does he become mutter to drink wine? Litame lemesim, that will be a discussion we'll have in the Gemara. And we turn to Memvav of an Aleph with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kivan Shenizrak Olav Echad in Hadamim. No, as soon as you have one of the three karbanos and that blood is nizrak on the mizbeach, whether it's the ola, the chatas, or the shlamim, Rabbi Shimon holds hutra nozel lishtos beyayin ulitami lemesim. As soon as one of the karbanos has the zrika done to it, the nazir is now permitted to drink wine and to be mitam lemesim. While you have to do all three of the karbanos in the proper way, the din of drinking wine and being metame lemesim that is now mutter for the nazir occurs as soon as the zrika of even one of the three karbanos is done. And as I just said, we'll discuss this more in the Gemara Mitzvah Shem in tomorrow's shir. With this, we conclude today's shir.